How's it going, Yankee fans? Welcome back to Fireside Yankees with your boys, Alex and Ryan. So we're talking about some players the Yankees have outrighted or reassigned or sent to minor league camp in AAA over the last 24 hours. Seven of these guys, actually. And Jordan Groshans cleared waivers after being outrighted lands with the AAA roster. So former Blue Jays top prospect, one of their top guys, will have a chance to kind of, you know, take a step forward and maybe put some of the darker paths behind him. And the Yankees did move Ben Rice, Chase Hampton, Art Warren to minor league camp. We'll discuss what that means, and a couple guys that are heading to AAA, some pitchers that could have an impact in 2024 down the road if the Yankees need them. But Ryan, before we dive into it, how are you today, my friend?
I'm doing great, and you know, it's kind of interesting because I mean, looking at these options, obviously you expect, like, I didn't expect Chase Hampton to open the season with the team, and if Chase Hampton is up with the team in like April or May, something horrible has happened to the roster. Like, I know that we want to see these young prospects get a chance, but I just want to make it very clear. If a guy who hasn't pitched above AA makes it on the Yankees team on opening day, they're either the greatest player or the greatest prospect, one of the greatest prospects in all of baseball, or something horrible has happened. And it's usually the latter, something horrible happening. So, you know, that makes sense. Gomez and Heal, I didn't expect either to make the team as well. It does kind of create some interesting storylines. So, looking at the Yankees' bullpen battle, they're going to need to find a guy who to fill out that final spot. Fangraphs projects it to be Ron Marinaccio. Without saying much, I don't think it'll be Ron Marinaccio. I don't think he's necessarily impressed in spring training this far. Obviously, things can change, but for lack of better terms, that he might need to start looking to be a family man. Nick Birdie's really impressed, so maybe he's a guy who wins a spot, but he's not on the 40-man roster. You would have to send somebody off your 40-man, so that means releasing or trading somebody. Now, that's possible because Ben Wortvedt is on the 40-man. He doesn't have options, and the Yankees have Wells and Trevino. You anticipate that if both Wells and Trevino make it through spring healthy, that Ben Wortvedt will be somewhere else, and they could just DFA him, and then they could just place Birdie on the 40-man and then do it like that. But I do think it's interesting that Clayton Beter wasn't sent down. Heal and Gomez both have MLB experience. Clayton Beter does not. So it's a little bit interesting that they've already optioned those two and they kind of counted them out of the bullpen race or the pitching staff battle. I don't think Beter is going to make it. I think Beter, like, it wouldn't make sense for them to, you know, have a guy who, let's be real here, it could, like, I'm not saying he's got a high probability of being a starter, but it's a better percentage chance than zero. And I think that the Yankees, you have to do him the due justice of just letting him start at the AAA level and start games and get stretched out and kind of see how it transforms. It kind of feels like the organization's higher on him than public consensus. Like, I've always been skeptical of the idea of him being a starting pitcher, but the Yankees have never been. The Yankees have been more, like, the Dodgers were skeptical of it. And the Yankees were like, no, this guy's a starter, and we think he can start, and we're going to use him as a starter. Now, they haven't ruled out the possibility of him being in the bullpen, but, you know, it's interesting that he's still with the team. Warren was also not sent down, and Warren is a guy who, you know, even more so than Beter, you don't expect him to make the team, and he's absolutely not going to pitch in the bullpen. The Yankees have made it clear he's a starter. They're not going to entertain the idea of making him a reliever without letting him start. They view him as a starting pitcher, and it's interesting. When Hal Steinbrenner was talking about not trading away prospects, he mentioned Jones, you expect that. He mentioned Hampton, you expect that. Like, the, you know, the best guys to not debut on the position player on the pitching side of the ball. But the third guy he mentioned wasn't Roderick Arias, wasn't Henry Lane, wasn't, you know, it was Will Warren, right? Like, I found that super interesting that Will Warren was the guy he mentioned as that third player that they do not want to trade. I think they view Warren highly. I think it's interesting he hasn't been sent down. He's going to pitch today. Maybe he gets sent down after he throws today, and we'll actually get a stat cast read of him, which is nice. But yeah, I think, you know, the two big storylines I'm watching here is I think Beter has impressed or opened some eyes in camp, and I think for good reason. There are some tweaks he's made to his fastball. It's more of a cut ride fastball, you know, and Warren in that same camp of, like, he's probably opened some eyes. And then this other big storyline is, I think this has severely boosted the chance for a guy like Nick Birdie or maybe a Dennis Santana, who also looked gross in his outing. He was throwing some high 90s cheese. I think one of those two guys make it. You know, Marinaccio, I know, is on the 40-man, but yeah, he's... It's Alex, if you look at the stat, it's not pretty. So, yeah, I think right now it's like if you're going to pick who's going to be that final spot, man, get me that Nick Birdie. Get me that 98 to 100 with that nasty sweeper. Get me that right now. Just give it to Matt Blake, leave it with Matt Blake, and watch him become the next stud reliever for this team.
Yeah, I mean, look, Birdie has a lot of kind of a dangerous injury history, right? So you might as well ride him until you can't anymore and let him just go out there and perform and see. Stop it. And ultimately, I do feel like that's probably the best opportunity for the Yankees to maximize Birdie's value. Because you say, like you said, triple-digit fastball. Like, this guy's got the stuff. And ultimately, you want to kind of get that max value until he gets hurt, because like it's just been historically the facts. But the Yankees have a lot of good depth pieces, a lot of good veteran depth pieces in the bullpen they can stash in AAA, and they can always call on guys like Will Warren to help. Like, you know, if Will Warren's going to be sitting there pitching in AAA, you might as well have him eating bullpen innings, right? Like, you might as well have him be facing MLB hitters and have him getting that experience, which I think will help him translate to the rotation at some point if he needs to be a spot starter. So I feel like that makes a lot of sense. You know, you're writing a really great piece right now on Cody Poteet. That's another guy that's going to probably emerge here as an option for the Yankees. Caleb Ferguson got beat up a little bit in his first spring training performance, or second, and you know, that's is what it is. Guys getting ramping up, not putting too much stock into it. Ron Marinaccio has gone from a integral piece to this rotation to a burger flipper in the course of a year and a half. Very unfortunate, because we liked Ron Marinaccio. I had one of the best changeups in our farm system, was dominating back in 2022. 2023 sees a big drop off, always doubles his ERA. And this year, he can't even get out of an inning without giving up multiple runs. I don't know what has happened to him. He had that shin injury. I don't know if it's still nagging him, or it's thrown off his fundamentals, or, you know, he's just not feeling 100%. But it's really sad. Like, obviously, we hope he can bounce back. And, you know, the Yankees probably should have tried to leverage him in a trade before. That value took a big turn for the worse, but they probably did not estimate this going in such an opposite direction. So Marinaccio, in my opinion, probably on the brink of losing his roster spot, if not being moved, if not being outrighted, you know, at this point in time. There are veteran arms on this team. And look, I don't think they're going to outright Marinaccio because he's still young. But, like, at some point, the Yankees are so good at finding value. If you have a guy that is just not, like, making, you know, developmental strides, just not taking steps forward, you kind of have to cut bait at some point if it's a relief pitcher, if you're the Yankees, because you're so good at finding those guys. But, you know, do you think Will Warren starts out of the bullpen this upcoming year? I think if you're going to have him in AAA eating innings, you might as well have him out of the bullpen, because there's going to be injuries, right? Like, we still don't have Efros. We still don't have Trevino. Like, Jonathan Loaisaka, like, always gets hurt, knock on wood. How early do you think we see Will Warren? Do you think he starts the season on the active roster? Do you think they start him in AAA? And then, you know, for now, he still remains with the Yankees.
Yeah, so the reason I push back on Warren out of the bullpen to open the season, you know, as things go on during regular season, you got to just do what you got to do to win games. The reason I think that is because he can get stretched out in AAA, and if the rotation has an injury, you can just slot Warren in. You don't have to build them up. He's ready to go, give you 5-6 innings, and I think that's super valuable because, you know, one thing that's been talked about but not enough is, let's say Luke Weaver opens the year, he's in the bullpen, he doesn't start. And it's about June, and that's when an injury happens to the rotation. Weaver has not been built up for months, and he would not have been built up to start. You're not sure if you can just throw him in the rotation and say, give me 5 or 6 innings. So that's where having Warren built up really helps. You mentioned Cody Poteet. Cody Poteet's interesting because, unlike some of the other minor league free agents, he is on their 40-man roster. He does have minor league options, so they can send him up and down. It was a major league deal, so they had to put him on the 40-man. He's really impressive, man. I mean, I ran his stuff through Robert Frey's Stuff Plus model, and to kind of give you guys context, 100 is average. Anything above 150 is really good. Anything above 200 is elite. So, like, if you're between 100 and 150, you know, you've got a good pitch, an above average pitch. 150 to 200, that's a really good pitch. 200 above, that's an elite pitch. 121 on the four-seamer, so that's above average. 174 on the sinker and the slider, so those are really good pitches. Curveball and change at both 110, 117, so above average pitches. That's 5 above average pitches, 2 of them being really good ones. I like that. I like that in a pitcher. I like a pitcher who has different movement profiles, who can move the ball different ways, and when they do go to any pitch, it's an above average pitch in terms of stuff. Obviously, command, location, those are things that can be a lot more fickle. He is coming back from a couple of injuries, so, you know, how good his command is, how sharp his location is, that's yet to be seen. But Alex, the Yankees really did their homework on this guy, and I think he could be a really nice asset for this team, whether it's out the bullpen, when it's in the rotation. I think they're going to be a little more flexible with Poteet, not as much as Warren, in the sense of, you know, I think they'll be more willing to go to him in the bullpen if need be. I think Warren, they view as a long-term piece, so they want him to be a starter, same as goes for Hampton. I think, like, Jones, they wouldn't call up Jones to play on the bench. Right, they would call up Jones to be a starting center fielder. So that kind of situation. And you know, as you mentioned with Marinaccio, it's just sad. Yeah, like, it is really sad because it's not, you know, he was one of their best relievers in 2022. He was downright gross. It was filthy. Yeah, he had a walk issue, but he was good with the walk issue. The walks weren't a problem because he didn't give up hard contact. He didn't give up home runs, and he struck everybody out. Now that isn't the case. And, you know, I hope that he figures something out, because it would not only help this team, but for his sake, it just feels like the confidence is broken for him. I don't even know if it's a mechanical injury thing. I think the guy is just like, I can't get out. He can't throw strikes. He can't keep the ball in the yard. It's unfortunate. It's sad. It's sad to see. But yeah, no, like, you can't rely on him. You know, I kind of thought he had a chance to be a little bit of an X factor, kind of, you know, surprising people a little bit, but it's brutal so far. I'm not saying that's going to be the case throughout the season. I'm not saying that spring training is indicative of your regular season, but it's not looking good. Like, you should not rely on Ron Marinaccio to save your bullpen. He should be a nice, pleasant surprise if he does. I'm not saying you're supposed to rely on Nick Birdie or Dennis Santana, but, you know, they're a little bit maybe safer bets. And I like what you said about, you know, Birdie is a guy that, you know, is going to get hurt, or you would anticipate could get hurt. You kind of just hope that he gives you valuable innings and wins you some games. And, you know, if he gets hurt, then you can turn to somebody else. You just need him to give you something. He's a non-roster invite. The Yankees didn't guarantee him any money. The Yankees aren't paying him $5 to $6 million a year. You mentioned another guy like Loaisiga. Loaisiga is a guy where they need something from him, because, man, when he's healthy, he's so good, right? Like, it's not even a matter of, like, Marinaccio, where it's like, I don't even know if he's good anymore, or Birdie, where it's like, well, he hasn't proved it yet at the major league level. Man, Loaisiga's straight up filthy. I mean, that 2022 postseason, man, they basically said, dude, we need you to throw every single day. And he was a baller. I mean, big time moments. It doesn't matter the spot. It doesn't matter the situation. I've always viewed Loaisiga as the guy I trust the most. The guy that when it's the big spot, when I need a big out, Jonathan Loaisiga comes up and gets it done. He doesn't give up home runs. That sinker is nasty. That turbo sinker. I mean, good God, Alex. That thing just dances. The curveball dances. The changeup dances. And it's like a 92, 93 mile per hour changeup. What? That's just stupid. You know what I mean? 101 mile an hour sinkers, bowling balls running at you, curveballs that are like sweeping sliders like 87, 88, changeup at 93, 94, four seamers that ride through the zone at 97, 98. Alex, that's just stupid, right? Like, that's stupid. A four-pitch reliever with four above-average plus-plus pitches, that's stupid. That's just not fair. Like, that's... Clay Holmes is a great reliever, don't get me wrong, but he has two pitches. Loaisiga's got four. It's just stupid. It's silly. It's not fair. It doesn't make sense. It's video game-like. It's all of the, you know, adjectives, words you want to use to describe that arsenal. It's downright filthy. It's unfortunate he can't stay healthy. I hope, I really, really hope we can get at least 40 innings out of him, and then get me him in the postseason. Get him right for that postseason. You get him right in that postseason, I promise you, he'll shut down any lineup. Look, maybe this ages poorly. I don't really care. I go to Houston. I go to Texas. I go to Seattle. I go to Toronto, Baltimore, whatever it may be. Loaisiga's on that mound. He is shutting anybody down in the postseason. That guy is lights out. He is electric. I think, imagine him and Holmes, I mean, fully healthy going, I mean, just, you know what I mean? And you get a season out of Birdie where he's throwing 100 mile per hour gas. Look, a lot of the guys in the Yankee bullpen are sinker ballers. Nick Birdie's a four-seam guy. He does have a sinker, but he's, you know, his four-seamer is one of his best pitches, if not his best pitch. You know, we're talking 100 mile per hour gas. This is a gas station here. The Yankees are just pumping out dudes who throw hard. What, Ian Hamilton's one of the softest throwers in the bullpen. He's throwing 80, 90, 94, 95, 96. Ferguson, I know he struggled, but he's got cheddar. Gonzalez has got a nice sinker. I think he sits in like the mid-90s. These are just a staple of guys who throw absolute gas. And I'm telling you, in the postseason, you throw gas, you throw smoke, you throw stuff that moves, that dances across the thing. And everybody's like, don't look at the radar gun, you know, command finesse. Nah, screw that. I want guys who throw gas out of my bullpen. They don't need to know where the ball's going. They could say, I mean, I got no idea where this is going, but it's 100 miles an hour. Great. Welcome to the Yankee bullpen. Matt Blake, he's right here. Sam Breen, he's right there. They'll fix you up real good. The Yankees got a bunch of guys who just throw gas, and I'm telling you, this bullpen's going to be very good because of it.
Absolutely. I'm excited to see how this bullpen continues to grow and develop, and, you know, how they utilize these guys. But any more roster updates, we got you guys covered, obviously, here at Fireside Yankees. Game tonight, so we'll get you guys all the information on social media and clips and whatnot of all the standout performances. But lots to go through. You know, there's a lot of spring training ball left, and we're excited to be here to break it down for you. So make sure to like and subscribe, as always, and we'll catch you guys on the next Fireside Yankees episode.